Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you very much.
And good friend and mentor, Dr. G. How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Praise the Lord. Good to be back on another Thursday where we can get together and study God's word. And so we're going to get right into the word. We're going to open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that we thank you, God, for another privilege, another opportunity to get together and study your word. And Father, we pray that you will bless us, that we will be able to speak, to show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others, and as always, God, that this will be done to your glory. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we're studying the Ephesians, and here the Apostle Paul, these prison epistles where he didn't allow his physical circumstance dictate his spiritual circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And God, sometimes he has to get us in a tough physical situation for us to understand things spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that he spoke through the Apostle Paul in regards to husbands and wives.
Mm-hmm.
In relation to your boogum snoogum, mm-hmm. to your significant others, all of those names that you have for your loved ones. Amen?
Amen.
And God used the S word. A lot of times, relationships, people are not spiritually mature enough to be able to handle the S word.
Amen.
And that word is fitting. And when we track back to the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians, we see that Paul, in verse 22, uses that word submit. Amen, like.
Amen.
Submit. Amen, like.
Amen.
Amen, ladies.
Amen.
He uses that word, submit. And the previous verses, Sheila G, talked about how that before we can move forward as man and
amen, mm-hmm.
that we had to get in a proper relationship with God.
That's right.
Because if anybody's ever been in any kind of relationship, if you don't know the Lord, somebody will pluck your nerves.
Hello.
To the point where you almost want to cuss them out.
Amen. Okay. Anybody
ever been in a relationship
amen
like that?
And
amen.
Where, amen and done it. where
you got to understand that they in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You in the flesh.
Amen.
You got baggage.
All right.
And they got baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks got truckloads.
Come on.
Amen.
Mm.
Tractor trailer. You get married and you thought they just had a little trunk load of stuff.
Hmm.
You walk outside, you see about 4 or 5 18-wheelers down the street where they coming to move in. You're like, oh, my God. What have I got myself into?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Sheila G., when he says submitting yourself, go back to verse 21, submitting
mm-hmm.
yourself one to another in the fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, now you got a relationship with God, and you know that God wants you to treat this person godly. God wants you to treat that person with love, even when they're not lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And in order to do that, you really got to have a relationship with God.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you have that relationship with him, you can suppress the flesh and allow the spirit to dictate your behavior, but you cannot do that unless you have a relationship with the soul.
Dr. G, like I said, sometimes the fellas, it takes us a little bit longer to realize that if we do it God's way, that's
Amen.
The best way.
Hello.
What is it about the fellas that we want buck the system?
You know, we have that ego and that pride. Can't nobody tell us anything. And we figure that we're going to do it our way no matter what. Then the Lord has to step in.
Ouch.
And reveal to us in a real way that it's either going to be his way or the highway. A lot of times his way is not going to be nice.
Mm-mm-mm. And Sheila G, when you got married,
a long time ago,
you got married. Did you have this idea of you not my father? You can't tell me to do you not my
Come
father.
Speak up, honey.
I've always been trained to be a very independent woman. Yes. My parents trained me and brought me up to be able to take care of myself. And because of that, it was a challenge
mm-hmm.
for me to have to
wait for it.
Come
wait
on.
For it.
Come on.
Wait for it.
Can't hear you.
Sometimes by the appearance of being helpless and being quiet.
Mm.
And not always in my opinion at the time that I felt like I wanted to express my opinion.
I love the way you put that. Grown up now.
I love the way you put that.
So I had to learn that.
Yeah.
But I have to say there was one thing that my mother told me before I got married.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you're going to have challenges and you can't run away from those challenges.
Amen.
And she said, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, your house, our home is always available, but you cannot come back home unless you have bruises.
Amen.
Straight up.
Amen.
So you have to deal with your own mess.
Amen.
And so she told me that, you know, sometimes bucking the system isn't how you deal with their own mess.
Wow.
So I had to learn how to. And there were times I was like, oh, this is what mom is talking about. And then there was times where I did want to actually hit myself so I can go home.
That's real. That's real. Ladies, we're going to be talking to y'all, first of all. When he said, wives, submit yourselves, that word submit, a lot of times that was used to be in the old wedding
mm-hmm.
vows,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people take that out now,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
because it seems like it's demeaning.
Mm-hmm.
And what God is trying to say is that he has an order,
right?
And if everyone in the relationship follows the order that he set up, then it's going to work. But if we want to follow our thing or our order, it won't work correctly. And so he's saying there's a responsibility on the lady's part. There's a responsibility on the guy's part. And one of the responsibility things is ladies having to understand that men have a certain ego. They have a certain fragileness, amen, mm-hmm. that if we are put in a position where we're going to see that we're respected or that we're appreciated, then that causes us to have challenges within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so once the wife in the relationship understands that, that the man wants to be respected, that he wants to be treated in a way where he is respected in the role that he does, then that begins to allow him to not have self-doubt, but begin to operate in the way that God would have him to operate as a man. And so what that does is that benefits the whole relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But if the woman knows that fragility and she keeps beating on it and keeps breaking it and keeps causing him to self-doubt, then what that happens is now you have a friction in the relationship, which is self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's important that, first of all, you're not even unevenly yoked. So you need to make sure that that is the person that God has designed for you, because if that is the person that God has given to you, it works well.
Yeah.
The second thing you have to understand is if I do what I'm supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
then the Lord will take care of making sure that he does what he's supposed to do. Lord will whip his butt.
He'll deal.
So I need to stay in my lane,
mm-hmm.
and do what I'm supposed to do and allow God to work through him and through that. And the third thing is that nothing works with two heads.
All right.
There always has to be an order. If you just look at something as simple as a corporation,
yeah.
you always have a CEO.
Exactly.
In a church, you always have a pastor.
Yeah.
At a store, just something as simple as a store, you always have a manager.
Exactly.
So things, the order is there has to be a head. You can't both be in the head. So each person needs to stay in their lane. I have to be in my lane,
mm-hmm.
as to what my role is, and there has to be a leader. And God has designated that man as the leader of the family. So we as women, even though we know we could do it ourselves,
mm-hmm.
we can't constantly throw it in their face that I really don't need you.
Right.
I can do it myself.
Right.
We can say it to ourselves, you know what, I'm going to do it his way, but it'd be easy if I did it myself.
All the ladies
said, amen. But is it going to really kill me to let him do it his way, even though it doesn't make sense to do it that way?
And all the ladies say,
mm-hmm. come on.
And so eventually you learn that person and you learn how to get them to do it the way that you want them to do it without them feeling like you're pushing them.
Amen. And Dr. G, what happens when the man feels like he's being pushy or nagged?
He goes in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And all the fellas say,
amen. Completely turn and run.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, from us, it's we have an ultimate goal. How we get to that goal sometimes mm-hmm. is not necessarily always a straight line. And that, sometimes because we feel that it would be easier for me to tell you how to do it and you just do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
But
mm-mm.
is yeah. that going to get what I want to happen?
Right.
No.
My goodness.
So sometimes you're like, okay, go ahead, do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then then he'll come back and say, now you really hear me? Okay, now I explain to you how
right,
it works.
Right, right.
But we have to allow a man to be a man.
Say that again.
Thank you.
We have to allow a man to be a man.
Oh, these ladies are cutting up in here. Oh, they are cutting up.
And we do, and we have to allow it, because we do have that power to tear you down.
Yes.
So it's really going to happen if we allow it.
Exactly.
But let me jump in, because it all stems from both people having that relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it starts. And I agree with my wife, because I find that when she allows me to be a man.
Just say amen.
Hello. And see now, wise men know what their wives are doing.
Hello.
if they have a relationship with God, because the Lord reveals all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when she's in her lane,
mm-hmm.
I'm in my lane,
mm-hmm.
it all works. Because mm-hmm. I find that although I'm the head,
mm-hmm.
before I make any kind of decision that will affect the family, I go consult
Amen.
My other half.
Amen.
And we make that decision together. And that's the way that we've been doing it for 26 years.
Amen.
Now, has it been easy? Was it easy getting to that point? No. Because we were bumping heads.
Amen. And that's why it's so important for us to realize that God has put this word here for us as a guide, as a teacher, as a reminder of when we get off track, when we're bumping heads. This is not working. Let's go back to the word of
right.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the plan straight again. And that's why it's important to study. And I know people have studied the book of Ephesians for years and years and years, but every
mm-hmm.
time you come back, it's like a refresher to
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
that lets you know, amen, this is the way God wants it done.
Amen.
And this is what he's empowered us with to be able to do it. So when we look at that verse 22, Ephesians 5:22, it's not something that we'll run away from. And so when he says, submit to your own husband as unto, here we go, ladies, wait for it, as unto the ladies,
Lord.
I didn't hear you. Wait for it, ladies, unto the what?
Lord.
So you mean I need to submit unto my husband the way I would submit unto Jesus? Oh, my goodness. I got to get some conversation on this.
What?
Sheila G.
Yes.
Let's read that verse again. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Tell me about that. Jesus.
It goes back to what I said before. First of all, you have to be evenly yoked. And so the Lord has already said that that's who the head of your household is going to be.
Yeah.
So if God put him as your head of household,
yeah.
then we have to follow that leadership. And we have to follow that leadership the way that we would follow the Lord and being confident in that, because that is who the Lord made the head of my house.
Wow.
Now, if the Lord didn't make him the head of my house, and I just got him because I thought he was cute,
you got a problem.
Then there's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord's like, I don't have anything to do with that. But if God has put him there, if he leads me astray, all
mm-hmm.
I gotta do is go to the Lord and say, your son is acting up.
And God will work
I'm
on his
doing
behalf.
What I'm supposed to do, and the next thing you know, he'll be feeling all bad.
So when you minister to young women that are thinking about getting married, and you come through this verse and say, you know, make sure you're evenly yoked, make sure that this person is saved, that he's in a proper relationship with God, so that you can submit unto him as unto the Lord. What are some of the responses you get?
It's like he's not the Lord.
Right.
And that's where I have to clarify that we're doing it as unto the Lord, being obedient to the Lord, because that is who the Lord gave you. And you're submitting to his spirit, not to his flesh.
Yeah.
So that's why if that flesh is acting up, you never want to go flesh to flesh, because yeah, that's when somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can go spirit to spirit, because that the Lord is like, that woman that I gave you, I
mm-hmm.
gave you the responsibility to take care of her,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to treat her that way.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if that's not who God gave you, then that you can't go to the Lord and say, Lord, speak to that, and God is like, I can't, because that's not who
right.
I chose to lead
right.
you.
Right. And let me throw this in here. Is everybody supposed to be married?
You're asking me?
Yeah. Is everybody supposed to be married?
There's some people that probably should not be married.
Amen.
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 And so sometimes we're asking for stuff that we shouldn't have.
Amen.
And so what we have to do is we have to really, really turn to God and say, God, is this right for me?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is this what I should be doing?
Right.
And in that is where we will get our direction.
And that's what I try to stress whenever we do premarital counseling, is like, you go to God first and you say, is this the person that you, Lord, want me to be with? Because if it's not, when we do come against those challenges in our relationship, I can't go to the Lord and say, Lord, that's the person that you gave me, and right now I'm not understanding why I'm here. And the Lord can speak to that person mm-hmm. and convict them or convict me. There's been times right. where I've been wrong.
Amen.
Where?
Oh, not that. Amen.
Watch your preaching.
Speak, sister.
Confession is good for the soul.
Amen.
No, there have been times where I didn't necessarily see things the way I thought I saw them.
Okay.
But again, if that's who God puts you with, then that relationship can be harmonious, and he can be the leader of your house. Mm-hmm. Two people cannot lead.
Amen.
Amen.
When he cooks in the kitchen.
Amen. Say that again.
When two people cannot lead, it's too many cooks in the kitchen. If you have a two-headed body, that's a monster.
Amen. Amen. And so I want to go straight to the audience. I want to go straight to the audience.
Listen, the
question is submitting man to your husband as unto the Lord the best way?
They came to the wrong party. Because from a little girl, I watched my mother be a submissive. Submit? Oh, it was ridiculous, I thought, as a kid. And I would be the only kid that would speak out, but Mom, why can't you say something sometimes? Whatever Jim Smith said went. And she was just happy. And I was just angry. And when I grew up, I had this thing. No man's going to tell me anything to do.
Uh-oh. And the lady say?
And that was a rough thing for me. It was. And it started as a little girl. Two things. Submitting to my husband and my child being able to express. But the truth is, when you submit to your husband and love him and do God's way, you never, never help. You never go wrong.
Amen. Next person is submitting to your husband as unto the Lord, the best thing.
It wasn't. For me, for a long time, I'm just going to be honest. It's going to tell the truth. It wasn't for me for a long time because I grew up in a household where my mother was the dominant one. Uh-huh. And it wasn't what my father said when, it was what my mother said when. And so because I grew up under those circumstances, when I grew up to be a woman, I had always said I'm not going to ever let a man take advantage of me or tell me what to do. But as I grew and matured in Christ, and as I married a man that was much older than I was, mm-hmm. and I learned a lot from my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband taught me a lot about being submissive to your husband, because my husband was a saved man.
Amen.
And it makes a difference when you marry someone that's a saved person.
Amen.
So we had our differences, but we grew together, and I learned a lot from him. So I would have to say now, since I've matured a little bit more than what I was when I was coming up younger,
right,
that, yes, you should submit to your husband as to the Lord.
Okay. All right, anybody else?
Well.
That's a deep subject.
Huh. I'm still a work in progress. The Lord is still working on me.
But to put a twist on that question and the comment, I think that in the world that we live, in the times that we live today, things are more unconventional.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that they're right, but, you know, there are some of us who did not follow God's plan straight out the gate,
mm-hmm.
and you had children or relationships that were, you know, not the best before you got married.
Right.
So you spent X years or time being the head mm-hmm. of your household, mm-hmm. raising your children,
right.
being that support system for them, making all of the decisions. So then you now have to transition
okay.
and find a way to follow the line or the path that God laid out for being submissive. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult.
Yeah.
You know, today's version of submission, I said it was compromise. My husband, you said you were submissive. Well,
they're
I
not.
Thought that meant compromise.
Right.
You know, in my dictionary, you know, we come together as a unit and we talk about it and we make the decision. You hear my point of view, I hear
right.
your point of view, and we meet somewhere in the middle. Well, that's not really how God laid it out. But, you know, we find ways to maneuver it to get it to where we want it to be. And it's still, you know, I still struggle with that.
Yeah.
You know, in my situation, I'm older than my husband. Your husband was older. So it's different because then you have an older element and you think
right,
you
right.
know it all. You've done it all. You've been there.
Right, right.
And who is he to tell you?
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't think like that.
No,
we have
no.
to go back to the word.
Go back to the word.
Exactly.
To the
go
word.
Back to the word and figure out the plan. You know, but again, a work in progress.
Amen.
Fine.
Thank you for your statement. Anybody else?
Honest.
That young lady over there in the corner right there. Studio hiding. She hiding from her.
Well, I agree with Sabrina. Growing up, being on your own for quite some time, and then when you decide to get married, you know, you're used to doing things where you want to do it, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it.
All right, man.
So, and then, but then when you get married, you know, you got to, yeah. You know, if I want to hang a picture today, I'm going to do it. I can't wait for my husband to put the picture on the wall. Okay? but I'm learning, and, I, you know, it's a work in progress. And like Sabrina, I guess maybe the early part of this year, I have been submitting, but it's been hard. But, you know, with much prayer, you know, to get there.
Amen. Well, thank you for your comment. Anybody else want to jump in?
I, like Minister Sykes, came from a household where my mother was the strong one.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought my father, just to be blunt, was a little punk.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Keep it real.
I mean, you know, yeah, it was a many time I just thought, hey, why don't he just knock her out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, he was a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a minister. And he was patient. And that's what I learned from him. Learned patience, you know, and, you know, we would read the scripture and he would tell us, you know, even if for a long time my mother was unsaved, and later on she became saved, you know, and I was like, why does he even tolerate that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't understand him. Why don't he man up? But anyway, you know, he taught me that, you know, he was satisfied being with the unsaved wife because through him,
mm-hmm.
she did become saved.
Yes.
And became one of the best minister wives that I've ever
Amen.
Seen.
Amen.
Strong power. He
yes.
stayed on his knees about my mother, you know, and that has helped my relationship. You know, I had a child, like many of you,
mm-hmm.
Before I got married.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first marriage. We're the same age. Well, he's a year old. But, you know, it was a work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a work.
Yeah.
Marriage is always a work.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a work, but we've come a long way these 28 years,
yeah.
and I have to say, he's grown.
Amen. That's the Lord. Amen. Anybody else on that? Anybody else? All right, from a man's point of view, that's the Lord.
I've been on both sides, unmarried and now married, and with me, I never was self-conscious about being dominated by a woman or dominating a woman. But if I have a better idea, I will kind of press the issue that I think, you know, you need to go with this. But as I've grown even older, right now, if I feel that there's going to be a conflict, I'll power down and won't say nothing to you for a while. Because the argument part is over with. And I'm not here to argue because, see, arguments can escalate. And we're not talking about constructive arguments. We're talking about destructive arguments. It can escalate and it can turn into a beast by itself. And then something stupid can really happen. So with me, I know myself, no, I'll shut down like a computer with a virus. It's no problem. And I can stay that way for a while until things blow over. Amen.
What about that young lady back there in front of Minister Lindsay, that young lady right there? She's been trying to hide. Young lady right there. You get to the mic, darling. We can't hear you. The mic.
And I always said I would never be that way. I said, if but I God. Ever get married, no man was never going to tell me what to do.
But God.
And it's been a little struggle for me. Sometimes I hear pastors, especially the early on, saying, you stuck.
You stuck.
And then I have to take a deep breath. And I say, what would God do? Because men are a little bit slower than women. And after being by myself for so long, it made it even harder to adjust being with a man there all the time. And sometimes I can't say something.
Keep it real.
Sometimes I say, oh, I can do it by myself. I don't need a man. It definitely does. But sometimes I know that I have to just kind of be quiet.
Speak it to the mic. Speak it to the mic.
Total control.
Mm-hmm.
So, God's still working on it.
Amen.
Still working
Amen.
You know.
But use the mic, please.
Yeah, use the mic.
Please use the mic, please.
All of us as women, I have Vashti and Esther. Both of them were right. Because quite frankly, Vashti had a right to get an attitude with the king because he wanted her to parade around all his friends that were drunk. She got ugly. She got ugly and she lost her position. Esther, on the other hand, realized what she wanted to do and what she had to do to save her people. So she went to the king and said, King, if it please you, if it please the king, then would you consider doing something to let go of my people and not have, so not only did he set her people free, but he ended up killing the guy that tried to kill people. So a lot of times, yes, we want to come at it. And with me, it was very difficult because I grew up with four boys. No sisters, because I was tough. I was a tomboy. I had a mother that raised me to be self-sufficient. I had already got my college degree. I was a boss on my job. But one thing that my mother always said to me, it's up to you to have peace in your house. And she said, if having peace in your house means that you got to take a step back sometimes, understand, if you had let the Esther shine, you can get things a lot better and have peace. Accomplish the same goals and have peace versus being Vashti and getting your point across and then you're all upset and frazzled. And at the end of the day, no problem, honey. I don't want no man upset me like that. Just, you know, just, okay, this is how I'm going to do it. And at the end of the day, I want to have peace in my house. So we have a choice. We can either be Vashta or we can be Esther. Depends on if we want to have peace. And in both cases, we're right and get what we want to get. But that's just my tip for the day.
Amen. I think you need to talk to some more women on that.
Come on.
Go back
now,
to
we
that.
All have, sometimes Vashta needs
go
to come
back,
out.
Go
man.
Back to that lady back there in the back then.
Sometimes Vashta has to come out.
Go back to that lady in the back then.
Which one?
The one in the back on the right side. Ask her which way can you get what you want or what you need.
Well, it takes time, it takes patience, it takes love, and it takes knowing your partner. My husband and I were total opposite. He's quiet, conservative, laid back, cool dude that I loved.
Oh.
So, yes, I was the outgoing, big mouth, don't get my way, have my way, and do what I want to do. And he would just lay back, spend the money, as long as you can pay for it. Going by. Love cars. He bought cars every month. Anything come out, he got to have it. I never argue with him. As long as your name is on it, own it. And you can afford it. And Jamie and I get what we want.
All right.
And we did. By all means. As he always said, gotta be the best. That's right. I'm your wife. That's your daughter. But then you come to this. And you start using different languages, different approach. Loving words, and everything is spelled into position. The best life you could ever have is to have a man that loves you and you love him.
Amen.
He's in the house.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you never had to worry about, the cooking, the cleaning, everything in place, I was your servant.
Mm-hmm.
I was my husband's servant. He never put a shirt in the cleaner. He never had to ask for anything. I have no regrets. Everything was in place. I knew him as well as he knew me. We could be sitting here and we'd be thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The same identical thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's frightening how you match, know each other. It was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the only thing that I regret is that I didn't flip the switch a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Things could have been different. But it was still a good marriage, still a good life.
Mm-hmm.
I was always pleased. I'd give him a hard time. And he'd get me out of his face. I'll give it up. Whatever she wants, give it to him. And he was just, we were just compatible to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But I didn't like arguing. He would stir up something. And it was, I always would say, it's nothing I haven't heard before. He wasn't going to get an argument. He would say, yeah, there you go. You can say what you got to say and then shut up. Ain't nobody else can be able to say another word. But you know each other.
Yeah.
How to shut him up.
Yeah, yeah.
He's nagging, 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 nagging. Then when I get tired of the nagging, I have to put him in check. And then he goes somewhere like a little old puppy. Here he comes. What's wrong with you? Nothing wrong with me, sweetheart. I'm fine. But we would never, I never, never, his son came to live with us. and we had an argument. And he came downstairs. He said, "Oh, Lord, they're going to be mad at each other." And we were at the table laughing and talking. Whatever I say, it's a done deal. I'm not going to sit here be arguing. I'm not going to get in my bed, turn my back. Uh-oh, I want some curl.
Right now. Uh-oh. Ooh, that's right.
I ain't running my husband to no other woman.
What? Keep it real.
No, buddy.
Stay right there.
Uh-oh. That's mine. And I made it known.
Can we back that up just a little bit? So you're not running your husband away to nobody's clean-up woman?
No, sir. No, sir. Never.
Because you put some time in.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So you're going to be cuddled up. Cuddled up.
See, I wasn't always big and fat.
We need to go. We need to keep it moving.
Come on.
I just want to share something. Even though I'm not married now, I'm a divorcee, and and with time, when I was married, I was not saved.
Mm-hmm.
And so you learn, and I thank God he gave me that opportunity to learn.
Amen.
And so the mistakes that I made when I was married, if the opportunity came again, with the help of God, I would know what to do.
Amen.
But one of the words that keeps in my spirit is trust. Because in every relationship, you have to have trust.
Amen.
And for women who are divorcees and you don't have a companion, you have to trust the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the ones who have their husband, you have to trust God.
Amen.
Because if that man is a godly man,
hello,
and God has sent him unto you,
come on,
then trust God.
Amen.
Even if you don't trust the man, trust God that he is going to work through that man.
Amen.
For your good.
Amen.
Because see, God ordained marriage.
Amen.
And he ordained marriage to one person.
Amen.
And so when we are lining our marriage up with the word of God,
mm-hmm,
God's going to keep his promise.
Amen.
He didn't say you can have to work on it.
Amen.
You're going to have to work with the relationship.
That's right.
But God is not going to have you to stand before him and tell him that he comes short of his word. He's going to keep his promise. So I don't have an issue. When I teach and I preach to people, I tell them I believe in submission.
Amen.
If God has given you that man, love that man.
Preach.
Trust that man.
Yeah.
And so a lot of women have problems with that. I don't have problems with that. Because to me, when I look at the beautiful relationship, that people that are truly married and in the Lord that
mm-hmm
they have,
mm-hmm,
it's such a blessing.
It is.
It is.
It's truly a blessing.
It is.
And I'm not saying that to women for you to be jealous or envy, but I'm saying so that you can continue to pray for them.
Amen.
That God will strengthen their marriage.
Amen.
Okay?
Because
everybody not going to be married.
Amen.
And if you're not, then trust the Lord.
Amen.
If you are, still trust the Lord.
Come on.
For God know what he's doing.
Come on.
Amen.
Woo.
You want to get a benediction now?
Yeah. Hey.
Wow.
Dr. G.
That was rough. But you know, Minister Lindsay, I think you said it all. The bottom line is you've got to trust God.
Uh-huh.
In any kind of whatever relationship, and that's the key, trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
And if we as humans could ever get out of our little whatever,
mm-hmm,
and put that faith and that trust in God, whatever relationships we're in will work. And to all of you, you know, no matter what
mm-hmm
kind of situation, you know, it's all a learning curve. And no, none of us are perfect, and the Bible teaches that. So, you know, married folk are still learning. They're learning how to adapt and learn. And if you trust God
mm-hmm
and trust that word, it will work. Then Minister Lindsay also said you got to put some work in.
Yeah.
You got to put some work in.
I mean, I love
yep
Sister Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
26 years, had to put some work in.
Work in.
But we're still developing. We're
right
still growing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see us, it's not by, any overnight thing. We've had our run-ins.
Amen.
Brother Lee was talking. I've gone to my room.
Amen.
I have a study. Let her have the bedroom. But the next day, we're back to where we ought to be. And that's from two saved people. So the
Amen.
Enemy attacks us all.
Yeah.
And none of us are where we ought to be yet.
Yeah.
But you've got to put that faith and that trust in God. And if you let God in, and number one, you got that real relationship with the Lord.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you got to wait on him to give you who he wants
who
you to
he
have.
Wants you to be with.
And then you take that and you do just what he says.
Mm-hmm.
But see, so often, you know, and Sabrina's like, we're living in a day and time now where, you know, everything is just here, there. You know, we do what we want when we feel like it, if we feel like it. Then we get kids out of the relationships,
mm-hmm.
and then someone may be sent our way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you got to trust in the Lord.
That's right.
Because God knows what he's doing.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. We got to go to the phone line. We're going to see if we can get somebody on the phone. We call the last four digits of your phone number. We're going to put you on the air. So we're going to go to 8418. 8418, you are on the air. Must just be listening. All right. We're going to go and try to get 3494. 3494, you on there? 3494. Those must be listening in. But again, to the word of God, and I love what Minister Lindsay said.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, God going to do what he said.
Amen.
He gonna
do. Mm-hmm.
We just had to get to the point where we're going to trust and we're going to believe that he's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
And sometimes you have to really, really look at God and say, God, do you really mean that?
That is and, so true.
Anybody ever been there?
Amen.
You
yeah.
say, God, do you really mean that?
Uh-huh.
When you go back to that verse 22 and he says, submit.
Your
to your
friend.
Own husband as unto the Lord. You say, Lord, do you really mean that?
Or sometimes it's who God puts in your life, and you're like, that's really who you want me to be
uh-huh.
with? Because in your image, especially coming up, no offense, you have this image of who you're going to marry.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they're going to be like.
Prince Charming.
But then if God puts somebody in your life that's not...
I'm going to be opposite.
Yeah. Like, are you sure?
You sure about that?
But God knows better than we
God
do.
God knows what's best for
because
us.
Because it's like, that's not what I thought he'd be doing, what
mm-hmm.
he looked like, how he did. Now, that was me. But then as time goes on, it's like, okay, Lord, I got you.
Yeah.
Because, yes, that it, we are the perfect pair.
Right.
Not perfect, right. but we're compatible.
Amen. Amen.
You're not singing that Stacey Lattis song. Perfect combination.
But you know what, too? One thing that we really have to, I think, examine ourselves, how are we submitting ourselves unto the Lord?
Mm.
Or do we?
Mm.
Because that's the key right there to marriage.
Yeah.
And Paul says it in 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband
mm-hmm.
as unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, a lot of us are really not submitting ourselves unto God like we should.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it goes into the 23rd verse, says
right.
why.
Mm-hmm. He says, for the husband, wait for it, ladies. Wait for it. Ephesians 5:23. It says, for the husband is the what?
Head
of
the wife.
Oh, even. My goodness. Even as Christ is the head of the church and is the savior of the body. Oh, my God. And Mary Lee said, if you got a godly man, you're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And what that says is that anyone that sees that their mate is a godly person would not have a problem following God's plan
right.
as their husband is the head. And that's why God's saying his plan is best, because
mm-hmm.
when it's right, it's right.
Right.
Amen. When it's good, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, ladies. When it's right, it's right. When it's good, it's good.
Yeah.
And you see that God's plan says that he is the savior of the body. So when a man's operating as a savior of the body, he's operating in the responsibility and the authority that God has given him. that works out best for the whole entire family.
Right.
And God's not going to be slack concerning his word. And so these are the steps of faith that we have to take in a relationship to say, God knows what's best. I'm going to submit myself unto the Lord. I'm going to trust God to do it his way,
mm-hmm.
and it'll work out best for me and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to thank the Lord and rejoice in him. And the enemy, he's going to try to give you a little fight. He's going to mm-hmm. say, girl, if that was me. And we're like, no, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't my father. How you going to tell me what to do? I've been doing this by myself for a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't need you to come over here. Look, I can do X, Y, Z all by myself.
All by myself.
Matter of fact, I can do bad all by myself.
Come on.
So get to what?
Come on. Stop it.
Amen.
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 Amen. And go on with your bad self.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
But God, Lord have mercy, has a plan.
Yes, he does.
And if we go to verse 24, it says, therefore, as the church is subject, and this is really the tough one. This is really the tough verse. Ladies, y'all had to go home and meditate on this one. On verse 24. Can the lady say verse 24?
Verse 24.
Can I give it one more time?
Verse 24.
Say, Lord, is this for real?
Lord, is this for real?
In verse 24, it says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in, wait for it. This is what I need to wait for. In what?
Everything.
Can't hear you.
Everything.
Sheila G, did God say that?
What did he say?
I'm going to read that one more again.
Why?
Therefore, as mm-hmm. the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in
everything.
Amen.
You just wait for that to sink in?
Yeah, let that mellow a little bit. Let that just, you know, marinate.
We heard you.
Mr. Sykes, is God for real with this thing? So how does that strike you right just from Jump Street? Go ahead. We got Dr. B.
Yeah. Working on it.
I'm not married, but, you know, I definitely aspire to. But for me, I think, you know, kind of the gist of, you know, I've heard everybody and I've listened because this is definitely a subject I know nothing about yet. But I think the one thing is that it seems like, you know, definitely with it, I know some females or women who've spoken kind of have not necessarily a fear but a concern that that's a lot of power. And then if you're not with a man of God, he can abuse that, and that's where the whole submissive becomes a problem. But like the young lady next to me said, that if you have a man in Christ,
mm-hmm.
that will not be an issue. And I kind of think that, you know, communication is definitely the key. But like I said, you have to put your trust in God, because my household worked, but my mom was the dominant one.
Mm-hmm.
And they lasted, they worked up until my father mm-hmm. passed away, but there were no issues. But that worked for them.
Right,
other
right.
situations may be the husband be the dominant one and kind of follow it true to the scripture. But I think at the end of the day, the husband being the leader can also empower the woman
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
basically be a leader or have certain things where she's responsible
right.
for
right.
or in control of. So I think the one thing we have to remember, too, is that if you look back in the Bible, how women were back then who actually
right.
followed it true to script, they mm-hmm. don't technically have as much wiggle room as the
no.
young ladies do now this time and age, because I think as times grow on and things change,
mm-hmm.
people kind of conform and kind of make it to their own. Well, I'm going to be submissive, but to you it may be one thing. To Sister Gregory, it may be another, but guess
right,
what?
Right.
If it works for your household
right,
and it works
right.
for her household,
right.
it doesn't matter that y'all have two different
right.
opinions on. Just like, you know, you and I've talked before,
right.
we can look at one scripture,
right.
you can read it one way,
that's
I can
right.
read it another, but guess
yeah.
what? If it works for you to read it that way and it works for me, then it's all the same thing because it's God's word.
Exactly.
And the main thing is that he gives you the foundation to build upon that
mm-hmm.
and to strengthen your household. So I kind of think that if you have Christ first and foremost, and you
that's
communicate
it.
With your spouse,
that's
and like
yeah,
you said, and realize that you're a work in progress, that's the key. Everything else will fall into place.
Amen.
You don't need to stress yourself about it.
Amen.
Christ
and that's all
key.
I have to say about that.
Amen.
Christ is the key.
You know,
Submitting to the husband doesn't mean it's like one direction. It could be a husband that chooses, may want as a leader to allow his wife to be the dominant one. But if he didn't want to, he could change that as a leader. But he may, you know, like you have some managers that are passive and some that micromanage. So it's still submitting, but you're submitting to the way that that husband is leading.
Mm-hmm.
So he could be dominant or he could be passive, but either way, they're leading that household.
You got somebody waving two hands right here.
It's going to take us into part two for next week, but when you think about God's order of things and you talk about submission, some people's view or perception of submitting sometimes looks at the responsibilities
mm-hmm.
of the spouse. Some women think that because now we're living in a day and time where women now are CEOs and executives mm-hmm. in major
right.
Fortune 500
right.
companies, and their husband may be staying home watching the kids,
mm-hmm.
that order of things may have shifted. So some modern women may have that view of, well, I'm
right.
bringing home the bacon,
mm-hmm.
you watching the kids, so I'm going to make the decision about what we invest in. I'm
right.
going to make the decision about where the kids go to school. I'm it. But
come on, no, keep going. You got about 2 minutes. Go ahead. No.
You just described, right.
Just had to put that out there that, you know, people's views, although we're living in a time where we are taught to continue to follow the Bible no matter how
mm-hmm.
the centuries go on and change,
right.
you know, although we modify, sometimes we want to modify according to what's convenient and what's easy
right.
for us. And they say, hey, well, the Bible says you're supposed to go out and make the money.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed
mm-hmm.
to, not necessarily, because the virtuous woman was an entrepreneur.
Come
so that
on,
doesn't
man.
Necessarily
right.
say that, you know, the man has to make the money. She went out and worked. She, you know, took the items and put them out for sale and things
right.
like that. So, you know, people, I think, get lost and don't really understand all aspects of the Bible and order
mm-hmm.
things. But, you know.
That's why we're here tonight.
You actually described my relationship.
Amen.
I'm like big corporate person. My husband, he will tell you, I make a lot more money than
Amen.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
But I, as you say, when I come home, he still is ahead of the house.
Amen.
And so I could conceivably say, all this stuff in here, I'm the one to pay for it. But
mm-hmm.
ours is all together.
Amen.
And I don't dominate him because I'm in a more powerful position.
Amen.
And plus, he cooks and cleans better than me anyway.
Amen. Plus,
it works.
I let
it
him
works.
Know that, you know, the money spends all in the same way.
Amen.
Amen. I was just going to say the same thing because my husband is home because, you know, he's disabled,
mm-hmm.
and I go out and work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because I know he's a godly man,
Amen.
When I come home from work, he's still the head of my household.
Amen.
And everything goes in one pot.
Amen.
And it
right.
works.
Amen.
Amen. And let me just throw a little extra in there. You know, I've never had a problem with my wife making more than me, and I will let folk know that from the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about how much she brings in or how much I bring in. No, I don't make as much as she. I'm getting up there,
mm-hmm.
but I don't plan on working till I'm 80 and 90 years old to try to catch up with her.
All right, then.
But she brings hers to the pot. I bring mine to the pot, and then we go out together and spend it.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
My goodness, where did the time go? Lord have mercy. It's going to do it for this evening. We just want to whet your appetite
mm-hmm.
with verse 25.
Amen.
It says, husband.
Uh-oh.
All the fellas say, husband.
Husband,
love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
Oh, my.
Say that again.
Wow. Wow.
Say it again.
That means you the one going out there standing in front of the bus.
Amen.
Taking the beat down.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Even when she acting up.
Hello.
You're supposed to take the beat down.
Amen.
That's right.
All right, we're going to leave off right there. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask Sheila G to close us out in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you once again for this opportunity that we've come to learn and expound on your words, Lord. I pray that each and every one of us will take your word and hide it in our hearts and just apply it to our lives. In your precious name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's going to do it for us tonight. We pray everyone has a good night, and we'll see you next Thursday night. Good night. Yeah.